the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we bring you back in. It is time to head to the state of Florida and bring our good friend Lee Sterling on. He joins me every Thursday from Paramount Sports. He's got some games he's picking with us. Lee, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Crazy week last week down here. The Hurricanes, we had to wait out about an eight-minute officials review to decide, find out if we were going to win or lose a game, which I thought we were going to lose. And then looks like our Dolphins are done for the year. So crazy.
How did everything go with your house guest who drove down from Tallahassee?
Everything's good. They went back. They got power on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I know they enjoyed watching games, and their two kids, they have two sons, were out on the basketball court pretty much for about 8 to 10 hours a day. So all is well. We got a lot of cooking, a lot of barbecue, and thank God no they had no damage to their house.
All right, let's dive into it here. 2-3 last week with the free selections. Yep. Iowa hits the road to go to Columbus. They've not won in Columbus since 1991. I was 11 years old. They don't need to win here, but they need to keep it within about three touchdowns. Ohio State, the heavy favorite here. Is this a lay it if you want to play it game? Are they going to do to Iowa what they did 2 years ago when they visited?
I don't think it's going to be as bad as 54-10 a couple of years ago. The line started at like 21.5. It's down to like 19.5. And I think people respect this Iowa defense. I do, too. They've given up just 13.8 points per game. But, you know, they do really well against medium to poor offenses. But when they faced a little bit better offenses since the beginning of last year, they gave up 26 to Michigan, 35 on a neutral field to Tennessee, and 31 to Penn State here. So every offense they faced this year was pretty painful overall to watch. Iowa State is average. Caleb Johnson's been great. I mean, 171 yards per game, but they're going to have to get more production out of their passing game. They're going to stack the box here, and Cade McNamara just 80 passing yards per game in the two games against Iowa State and Minnesota. I just think these weapons at running back and wide receiver, once they get in the open field, they're almost unstoppable here. Next level guys, especially the two receivers, that might be top five, top seven picks. I like Ohio State, 38-14.
All right. How about Iowa State kicking off the home portion of its Big 12 schedule? They've got Baylor coming to town. Double-digit spread here. Cyclones are favored.
Yeah, Baylor fans probably checking the buyout here level on Dave Aranda's contract. I mean, athletic director Mac Rhodes extends a guy to 2029 and 2021. I mean, 8 years. So I don't know what they're going to do. This is a boring team to watch. Just don't have playmakers. They're 6-15 against the spread. Big 12 play. 2022 to present, they're already 0-3 straight up and against the spread in conferences this year, and they just seem to get softer by the season. I thought they were going to have a salty defense down the road. Hasn't happened here, and Iowa State defense allowed only 29 points in four games and seven total the last 2 weeks, and you talk about a team that just fares well. Iowa State 65-45-2 against the spread since 2019. They get the job done here, 34-16.
All right, we got three more games to go. They're all in the Big Ten. I want to start with Washington and Michigan because this is a fascinating one. Top 10 Michigan team catching points on the road. That should be a huge red flag here. Washington has an extra day to prepare for this game because they played Friday night last week at Rutgers. What do you think here, Washington and Michigan?
Well, it's nothing like last year's national championship game. You know, Washington is kind of under the radar. They were the better team against Rutgers last Friday night. Just one of those cases where they just couldn't hit any of four or five plays. If they would, they would have won the game by probably 7 to 10 points. Michigan's going to have to pass the ball some. I mean, their running game is fine. Defense is great, but 118 yards passing the last two games. How long can they, you know, play with fire without a real passing game? And it's their first road game of the year. They played every game so far this year at home, and they only converted one first down last week. not going to be exciting, but Washington right side here, 24-20.
I completely agree with you on that one. How about a game a little bit closer to us here in the Central Time Zone? Nebraska's playing host to Rutgers. As I just mentioned, they played last Friday night, got that win at home against the Huskies. Now they go to Lincoln. This is a big game for Matt Rhule and the Huskers.
Yep. Yeah, and this Rutgers team, 3-0 against the spread, Division I level, they got a profile kind of similar to Illinois team that won outright at Nebraska, taking points, run heavy, good defense. Greg Schiano and staff were able to get a head start on Matt Rhule and company in game planning with an extra day to prepare. Scarlet Knights have been becoming, I just think, more consistently good these last couple years, able to get a quarterback that fit better their system. And they're also, they used to win and then lose, but they're 7-1-1 against the spread following a win. So this team's starting to put it together. I think Nebraska's improved also, but the penalties, got to do the little things in close games. I think Nebraska escapes 26-23, but Rutgers covers.
All right, and tomorrow night, Autzen Stadium in Eugene, the site for number 6 Oregon, 4-0, hosting a Michigan State squad that is about a 24-point underdog here, 23.5, depending on what book you're looking at.
Yeah, numbers-wise, it's very tough to lay that kind of number. But the Ducks are just a different team this year. I mean, 9th in overall defense. They're a better defensive team than they are offense. They kind of just sat on the ball with the lead last week in the second half. Michigan State, 62nd in overall offense, 42nd rushing, 98th in passing. But here's the problem. 129th in finishing drives in the red zone. You got to improve on that. It's also a long travel game here. A lot of people are going to make a lot about Jonathan Smith, you know, and he coached and played at Oregon State and knows Oregon well. Doesn't mean he can beat them here. I think the Ducks are the right side. They pull away late, 38-10.
It's interesting you mentioned the travel here. That was part of the reason I liked Rutgers last Friday against Washington was the travel there in the short week. Yep. Is that something that you are taking into account here, especially? Look at your Miami team. They're going all the way across the country this week for a game.
They are. If they had won big, this would be certainly be a trap game. I can even give my selection there. Here's the problem with Cal. I was shocked at this. Pace of play, they're number 13 in the country. They get off almost 77 plays per game. So if you're not as talented as the other team, you usually want to slow it down. They actually played a really fast pace. You talk about explosive plays. Plays of 10 yards or more, they are number one in the country. 107 of those already in 5 games. And they're number two, they have 45 plays of more than 20 yards or more. I like Miami. I think Miami with a little after that close call, I think they'll be ready.
All right, a bonus play from Lee this week. How about that? Now, you do have a free play in the NFL this week for our listeners. Yep. It's the Chiefs and the Saints. Let folks know how they can get it from you.
Yep, first 5 callers to call 800-400-9741. We'll give them the game for free. 800-400-9741. We're coming off an 8-3 week. We hit our 45-unit max wager. With that win, we're now 67-24 lifetime on our biggest plays, our 40-50-unit plays. Anyone wants to come on board, we don't call it October. We call it Locktober. You can get a total of 9 to 13 games a week, and normally $497. Use coupon code SAVE200, just $297 through Thursday, October 31st, and love to have you aboard. Also, we got baseball playoffs. We're 4-0 to start the baseball playoffs. You can get everything through the World Series, $77. Or how about this, a UFC card going Saturday night, 5 to 7 selections to $7. It's all up and available. Check it out. Come on board, ParamountSports.com.
All right, Lee, looking forward to our chat next week. Washington visits Iowa City for the first time. Looking forward to it.
Should be fun.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joins me every Thursday at 7:30.